Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live, open mic. And before I say another word, I want to thank the people, a person, or whoever who sent the donation through the PayPal. We got over $50 in donations. And I thank you so much for that. That will help to keep this show alive, for another month. It cost us $40 a month to run this program. So that will go to that and a little few dollars extra. But I want people to know that we don't just do this program for us, the disabled. You see, the difference between us and a lot of the other groups, we're trying to help the average person who's burdened down with the taxes. I mean, just the nursing homes alone is horrible. You know, the medical for the disabled, the home health care, all these things could be offset and helped if these agencies would raise money, and they wouldn't have to hire fundraisers. They could get very well-qualified disabled people to volunteer. We would volunteer our time. Just in a site alone, we have at least half a dozen people who would be willing to do this, you know, and get some of this financial burden. You know, I've been to many meetings, and one of the things that really bothers me is that people keep asking the government for more money, more money, more money. That's why we're in this situation. You know, you have to get the burden off and put it. I mean, the government gives money to the agencies. That's our money. You know, we don't want to put those agencies out of business or hurt them. We want to help them by helping them to fundraise and lower the taxes on people so that people won't have to. We don't need nursing homes in this country. A person can have their own apartment. If they get ill, yes, they may have to go to a hospital. I'm not crazy about hospitals, and I believe they've caused a lot of problems, but sometimes it's necessary. You have an emergency or whatever. You go in there and get out of there fast if you can, you know. But nursing homes we don't need. They're a waste of money. They abuse people. We saw recently how these politicians had all the millions of people on programs and wouldn't activate the programs and get them out into their own apartment. A lot of people could have been a hell of a lot safer. No system is perfect. No. But we believe we could have saved a lot of those people who caught a virus, and many of them died because they had pre-existing medical conditions and were frail and weak to begin with. So if you get rid of these nursing homes, put in a better system, and we have a proposal in that hopefully is going to go to the governor, and I don't know if he's going to grant it. You know, our proposal, which would help tremendously, doesn't call for the government to put up any more money. It calls for the government to create a mandate that the agencies must contribute to a fund. And the caretakers who are already putting in their time and not getting compensated enough, struggling, many of them are struggling. And there's a lot of good caretakers, givers, whatever you want to call them. Our system would be set up to compensate the home attendant in such a way that, you know, we would pay one of their bills in accordance with what time they would donate in case the person needs more time than the state will allow. So it doesn't cost the state any money to do that. I've talked to several people, including our attorney and some of our members of our committee, and they all think it's a great idea. And Senator Boyle thinks it's a great idea. He's supposed to pitch it to the governor and see if he'll put it in the budget to mandate that every agency do fundraising and contribute to the fund. A lot of people want the fund administered by InnerSight. Well, I'm not going to fight with that. I don't care who it's administered by, as long as it's done the right way. I'm not here to fight. I'm here to help people. You know, we do enough fighting with these damn agencies because of the way they're set up. You know, why do we have to deal with a third person when we need help? You know, money comes from the government. The agency becomes the in-between. Why do we have to deal with an in-between? We don't need that in our lives. We got enough challenge trying to negotiate the streets and all that stuff. And that's, of course, another situation that we want to remedy. If we can get everything accessible, it'll open up jobs for millions of us. And there's more tax money there. See, disabled people can contribute to this country if the country would let us. They're stopping us by not making everything accessible and by not having a strict enforcement the way they have it for everything else. You know? Person goes to work. Let's say they ride the Long Island Railroad like I do. I go out. People coming from work get on the railroad, get to their destination, get in their car, and go home. They don't have to think, am I going to be able to do this? Where am I? Am I going to encounter barriers? You know?
This is very true.
I mean, normal barriers is different than what we encounter. I'm not talking about there's an accident on the road and you got to yield to the fire trucks and all that. I'm talking about barriers that aren't coming down.
That's true.
So people don't have to deal with that. Why should we?
No, they don't.
That stops us from contributing to this country. And that's what the President of the United States has to realize. He wants us to contribute to this country. Get the damn barriers out of the way. Make it so I or anybody else can walk into a place and apply for a job and not have the question, how are you going to do this, how are you going to do that? It'll be there. Or with a phone call, it'll be there. Either way. If it's not there, the person should be able to call, And it should be put there, and the money should be raised.
That's correct.
And the split between the government and the agencies, because the government's going to get the damn money back. The person pay taxes.
That's right. That's true.
And that's how the damn system should work, and that's what InnerSight is about, and that's what you're contributing to. Whoever sent that money to PayPal, I don't know who you are. I'd like to know. Who the people are, but that's what you're contributing to.
You're contributing
to a cause that is trying to help you and your family, not just disabled people. Understand what we're saying, world. Hear us. You know?
It's more than just, you know, you're contributing to, you know, getting a tax write-off, or more than just, you know, contributing
to. I'm not talking about tax write-off. I'm talking about.
Let me finish the
relief of the. Why should people have to pay these high taxes?
That's right. I'm gonna say.
And you can still get a tax
write-off
when you donate to a nonprofit.
It's more than just that. What I'm saying, it's more than just that. It's a change. It's an evolution. It's something that's going to change, you know, how, you know, if God forbid you become disabled. It's that. It's more than just
that. Well, that too, yeah.
It's more than, yeah. It's all of that.
Of course, it would apply to all the millions of people.
You know?
We're helping.
Yes, it's
people helping people is what it is.
That's right. It's when you see, okay, somebody said to me, when you see somebody who is like down and out, you're not just going to walk over them. You're really not. You're going to lend a hand, aren't you?
Well, a lot of people
do. Well, that applies.
Yeah,
for the most part, yeah, they do. You know,
yeah.
But in certain circumstances, people say, oh, the government helps the disabled. No, they don't. Not in most circumstances. A lot of the income and the salaries that the disabled receive.
The government doesn't help us by keeping us down and by not making everything accessible.
I know. They date back. It dates
back. They're forcing us so that we can't work.
That's right.
They don't help us. They help the agencies. It's a big difference.
To World War II. It dates back to World War II. That's disgusting. That's despicable. It really is. It dates
back to
World War II.
There's
Come
no
on,
enforcement.
People.
There was no enforcement then, and there's no enforcement now.
No, there isn't.
That's why we're in a different age bracket.
That's right.
Enforcement.
We are
below. The main thing.
We are substandard. That means substandard means. You know, this is really sad. We are below slave wage. Okay, we are below slave wage. That's what substandard means. Okay?
What do you mean? We can't even get a job. What are you talking about, below
slave
wage?
That's right. We're below slave wage.
We're worse.
That's what it is. We're below.
You can't even get a
job
because you don't have accessibility.
No, we have nothing. We have nothing. We could sit and be a bump on a log. That's what we could be. That's what we are, and that's disgusting. To me, what I feel like I want to do daily is get up, go to a job, be productive, come back home, and have a life like everybody else. That's what I want, and I don't care.
Well, you have to have enforcement, otherwise you'll never have that.
Yes, and
I don't give a damn how many laws you got, how many ADA bullcrap and all that. You'll never have it if you don't have enforcement. People have to, it has to be driven into them, the realization that we're people just like they are. And the only way to do that is to put some of these son of a bitches in jail.
Yeah, that's right.
And to have a law that's going to say, hey, we better stop doing this.
Yeah.
These people want to go to work. They're serious.
Yes, that's true.
That's the only way it's going to happen, because all this sweet talk and, you know.
No sweet talk no more.
It's a bunch of bull. Doesn't mean
it's a
damn thing.
See, I'm a sly sweet talker. Don't mess with me. I may sound sweet, but I'm really not. You get what I mean?
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah,
I'm talking about enforcement the same way anybody else would have enforcement.
Of course.
The average person walks into a job, you know, who's able-bodied and seeing everything. They don't say how you're going to do the job. They want to know if you can do the job. There's a big difference.
Right. Yes.
A big difference.
Yes.
They know how the person's going to do the job. The person's going to walk over to the desk or whatever, look, see this, I can read this, I read this. See, we don't have that.
That's correct.
So they know. They may not want that particular person because they got somebody else who's sharper or better. That's a different story. But we don't
That's
even have the damn
story.
Opportunity to walk over to the desk and read the freaking thing.
Or even... or even say, for example, if they have a mobility impairment. We don't even have the ability, say, for example, to actually write on a piece of paper or even speak the words that we need to, or even have the height of the desk in the proper fashion.
I'm just using that as an example.
I'm giving everybody the picture that they need to see.
Well, the damn desk ought to be
adjustable.
What the hell is the big deal?
Everything needs to
whatever
be there.
Whatever you need.
Everything.
Whatever you
need.
Every
single aspect. What exactly? And it has to be done to the person who's the worst disabled. I'm sorry. You can't just have it to the minimum. I'm sorry. You cannot. It gets me aggravated when people say, oh, we only need it to be just the bare minimum. We don't need to make it this, that. And, our code is just to this. No,
I don't
care.
You have to cover everybody.
That's right.
Otherwise, it doesn't mean a damn thing.
It doesn't mean a darn thing. No.
Inner Sight. Open mic brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, Palms River, New Jersey, and my good friend Joanne Diamond.
Give me a moment, I just need to step off 2 seconds. Okay, just 2 seconds,
yeah.
I'll be right back.
I want to thank her for the food, and now I believe she's going to, send the medicine for my girl, her arthritis helper, all right, the joint rescue. Thank you so much. Big East, 609-388-7004, you want to call them, Adopting Akita around the world. Open mic in Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy, and he's very knowledgeable about real estate. Any question you have, he'll be able to handle it. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll find it. All right, Kennedy Realty, around the world. Nobody stopped on Long Island on the open mic. And my friend Gary.
Mm-hmm.
You can dial him at 631-484 3085, dog food, cat food, and medical. Nobody starves on Long Island. Long Island Connection, good friends of ours.
Yes.
All right. Help people. They reach out and try to get people food and clothing and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Long Island Connection. So check them on the Facebook. Inner Sight around the world, open mic. Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TruerLawCenter.com. Some of the people who have helped us in the past, and hopefully we'll be dealing with them again in the future.
Yeah.
All right. And I want to say hello to my dear, dear friend, Michelle Charlesworth, her husband, Steve, Isabel, and Jack, and hope all is well with you, Michelle.
Oh.
Hey, you didn't know I was a poet, did you?
Yeah,
all right, in sight.
We have callers, but my phone decided to reboot and do an Apple update. Oh, I'm ready to scream. So, right now we're doing an Apple update.
Whatever. How about we do the Able News?
We could do that while the stupid thing's updating. Yes, we can. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. And they also have a personals page with two marriages. They have a calendar of events. They also have, what do they call that? They have a website that you can go to and download free subscriptions. You could visit ablenews.com and download those free subscriptions today. And back to you, Frank.
Do they have the December issue out yet?
Probably, most likely, but I can't get to it.
It's kind of early, I don't think. November, they probably got November out.
They probably got November, and then probably around the 15th-ish, they have the December one. Maybe a little earlier, but probably around that time, like 12.
I'm just wondering what the latest headline is.
It's probably something about the coronavirus or the election, something like that. I don't know. I'm guessing.
They're probably going to do something on the vaccine. I would urge, especially if you're disabled and you're under a doctor's care, I would urge people not to take this vaccine. Very careful.
Yeah, until we get further information and further...
I wouldn't take it. Further information.
Well,
I wouldn't take it regardless.
Frank, listen. You don't even know if your alternative people might take it in the future. You don't know. So let's just make it right now. We don't advise it because of what...
You have your opinion, I have mine. I'm urging people to stay away from this vaccine. If you want to do something for your immune system, listen to Gary Knoll. He's got some really good information on how to build your immune system. That's much better than any vaccine.
Because it'll protect you. I totally agree with that.
And especially if you're disabled, you're more vulnerable.
Oh, yes.
Especially if you have...
I'm apprehensive myself.
If you have kidney issues, it's one of the biggest...
Oh, you found out about that? Yeah?
You know, one of the biggest drawbacks of this vaccine.
Really?
People that have kidney... You know, dialysis and all that. Don't take that vaccine. It could kill you.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Where did you find out about the kidney issues?
I'll talk about that next week, but I'm just putting it out now in general.
Okay. I found out a little bit
weak
more
kidneys
about other stuff.
Are not good for, and then you're going to take this vaccine.
I found out about more other stuff that I have, and I can't take one specific vaccine that I will be mentioning
A lot of things people have.
Right. So I'm going to mention that. I also have them divided into the four vaccines, and they have specifics on the four vaccines. I found sort of a website, so I might have to go back and really write them down on cards so I can go over them and make it short and specific so I can help.
Well, next Thursday we're going to be doing a program on this. So, but we just want to warn people. If you want to look up Dr. Bach in Germany, and you'll see what he says. He's one of the foremost scientists of the world. And I didn't get the guy's name at Stanford, but he's the head.
I didn't get it either, but we'll look
epidemiologist in the world, and he's totally he's totally against this vaccine. So these people are not listening to some of the top scientists who are trying to enlighten them.
Yeah. Well, one of the main reasons is it takes 5 years. That's what they said, at least 5 years, they said. And hands down, these people haven't done the due diligence.
Yeah,
mainly.
Right.
And that's a problem. And the other thing, this is a new way in which they're doing this. So that it might be even longer, you know what I'm saying, to research this. We don't even know. So that adds insult to injury during this
process.
Don't
take it.
I haven't decided if I'm ever going to take it or not, but I'm sitting down and waiting to see how people respond to it, honestly.
You know the old saying, when in doubt, don't do it? There it is.
Well, also, when it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, that's another one.
Yeah, right.
You know? So that's my theory on it. So I'm just sitting there waiting to see. Now, here's the other thing we haven't talked about. They might require these home health aides. You know, they can't work and get their paycheck unless they take it. That's another thing. So now,
They're going to come down on...
Yes, they are. Because my aides are
people
just
who work, mm-hmm. you know, for these agencies. Damn
and
right.
they did. They told her that she has to take it. Period. End of story.
That's not right. She ought to go to court.
That's right.
She ought to mm-hmm. fight him on it.
Yep.
You know.
She has a son too, who's got asthma. So she's the only supporter of that family. Yeah. It's really a shame that they're requiring her to do that. I mean, really bad asthma. I don't mean light asthma either. I mean, that's a shame.
Yeah, that's a breathing disorder.
Yeah, and imagine if she brings something in, you know?
Anybody with lung problems should not take that stuff. I'll tell you.
Definitely.
All right, Inner Sight.
I sort of recognize the number, but I'm not going to say anything. It's a 347 number, and it starts with a 210. I'm not going to say the rest because it's private.
Inner Sight.
And if the person would like to.
Let me give the number out. Hold it. 213-816-1650 is the number here. You want to call in, open mic, talk about whatever you want. All right, let's take a phone call.
If they want to speak, they could press 1. They haven't pressed 1 yet. But what's her name? Pressed 1. A nursing home advocate, Maureen.
Follow the prompts. They tell you what to do.
Okay.
We have a phone call?
Maureen, then. She pressed 1. Okay, here we go.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic. Hello.
Get it.
Hi guys, how are you?
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
All right, well, I called the nursing home today, and I got the lady who's pretty good. She explains everything to me. So, no, she doesn't have to take it.
Oh, thank you.
And she said she really doesn't want to take it either because she has issues, but I guess she will end up taking it, the lady herself. But it's mainly been, well, they don't know which one they're going to get. There's 4 of them. So they're not even sure yet which one they're going to get at the nursing home.
There's four different kinds. There's 4 different kinds.
So anyway, she
said...
How do you
know they don't give you the wrong one?
Yeah.
Well, how do they know what's the right one?
No,
well, I guess the nursing home is
going to
get one just. They're going to get like the... whatever they are. I don't even remember
cheapest
anymore.
Cheapest one, probably. But that's beside the point.
Which one? What?
Cheapest one, probably.
Oh, probably, no doubt. Oh, yeah, because she said, well, they've been studied, you know, by the CDC, not just the company, you know, so this way they can't, you know, say they're good. And I said, yeah, they can't make enough money on things.
Sorry.
Money. But anyway, so, you know, because my mom, I talked to her today. She wants out. She wants to, I'm coming home tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I said, well, we can't, unfortunately. You know,
right.
But it's just, now I'm told it's the 16th because somebody had it last week. Well, somebody had it last week and it was the 4th. I don't know what the hell they're doing today. The truth,
I don't even know when mine is. I called and they didn't tell me anything. So
yeah.
I got to call again.
Because I have to know when to go for the COVID test, you know, and I have to set up accessoride for that. I can't just, you know, hop in and go off and, you know.
Me too. I have to set my ride too.
Right. So, you know, I mean,